around this time a little bit before.
He was teaching us about what love looks like.
And as I was going back through my notes in my notebook, I don't know exactly what I was doing with the notes, just looking at them, that I made that pastor says, change the heart, renew the mind, heart's desire to please God. And I'm thinking, okay, now what did I write?
He made a statement that when we have been wronged and when we have not been treated kindly, he said we could keep on thinking about that, but we can also show love to the person who has wronged us. And I said, this is deep for what love looks like. And that's what he was asking us, what love looks like.
But when you know what love looks like, then you can live a life of love. You can do that every day. Because you know something.
And that's what God was getting me to, that we need to live a life of love.
That's easy to say, but we're going to walk through and see.
How do we do that?
But one thing we know, God has given us everything we need to live a life of love.
And then I thank God that He is telling us how to live a life of love, how to walk in love as Christ also loved us.
The Bible says in 1 John 3:16, by this we know love. Because he laid down his life for us. Talking about Jesus. That's how we know love.
Because he laid down his life for us.
And walk in love to copy Christ.
And that's one thing.
But he's going to show us how to imitate him. We come to God as sinners. But he wants to transform our habits, our attitudes, our practices into the ways of Jesus.
So that we could live, forgive. The enemy has tricked us that we have to hold on and not forgive like hell.
And we're just not going to live like that. We imitate God with lives of love. And verse 8 in that same chapter says, our lives are characterized by light.
We were once darkness, the message one another.
And he was doing this prior to this. And this is a service station on the corner. And rather than waiting for their turn to exit, they just come off real fast and make somebody stop. So they can get out of the service station parking lot. And I have been practicing love is patient and love is kind. And one particular, I don't know what happened, I just decided I want to see what they're going to do if somebody don't stop. So we just might have an accident. You know, you can act kind of crazy sometimes.
If you don't decide to do what the word says, I came up to love is kind, 4 and 8, we need the power of the Holy Spirit to help us to live this life of love.
And this love is wanting the well-being of another. Not because of anything good they have done. They might not have done anything. They might not even know us. But we have to desire the well-being of all people. Not because of anything that they've done good for us. It's simply because we are imitating Christ Jesus. They have loved us.
and give him the side if we're gonna do it.
As far as
we want to show who we belong to.
Then we show love.
Talking about unconditional love. This love that's for enemies and everybody that dislikes us. Thank you, Jesus.
By this, he's talking about this love.
All will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
So we want to show the world that we are true Christians and that we really know Christ.
Then we have to love each other because it starts in the house of God.
If we don't love each other, we're not going to love the world.
But the world needs to know something. They need to know that we belong to Christ. And if we have love for one another, then we'll show that.
It'll be seen.
It won't be something that's hidden.
People will know who we are.
We will live a life of love.
I want to go back to Sunday, February the 12th, when Pastor first preached this and asked the question, what does love look like?
He made a profound statement. He said, when we have been wronged, we can be kind and show agape love, affectionate loving.
We still have the power to do that because of the love of God who gave his only begotten Son.
When we have been wronged, we can still be kind. We still have the ability.
And the question is how?
And another question is why?
And that's a selfish question.
The reason is we can do this because Romans 5 and 5 says, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
And then chapter 8 and Romans verse 11 says, because the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us.
He lives on the inside of us. And verse 2 of that same chapter says, because the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the life of sin and death.
Hallelujah. We are alive. Hallelujah.
And yet we are free from the law of sin and death. And Romans 6 and 14 lets us know that because sin shall not have dominion over us.
Sin does not have authority and power over us.
Because we're not under the law, we're under God's grace.
And because of his grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are free from the authority and power of sin.
we have scripture to tell us that we have the ability to walk in love and to live a life of love and to love those who have wronged us. So the question is, why don't we do it?
And we know that we don't.
Maybe sometimes, but that's not a lifestyle.
And the reason why, and I just thank God for some things that have come to me.
It's the first reason we don't choose to.
We have a choice.
We don't choose to do that.
We have a free will.
We can make a choice.
And God will not make us choose what's right.
And we know that.
Because we have chosen things that are wrong.
And we're still alive.
Amen.
There's a story in Genesis chapter 24.
And what I'm going to do is just kind of walk us through the story.
And this is when Abraham was looking for a bride for his son Isaac.
And he had his servant Eliezer swear an oath. And verse 8 of that oath, he said, if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be released or set free from this oath.
You cannot make somebody else decide to do what you want them to do.
We have a choice.
God does not make us choose him.
So nobody else can make us choose them.
So that's why he said, you have to be released from this oath if this woman that you choose says, no, I don't want to go with you.
And it makes sense. We cannot override anybody's will.
Another reason that we're not kind to those who wrong us.
We don't choose to because we want our own will and our own way.
It's something else we want to do.
And the reason why is most of the time we want something to happen to that person. We want vengeance. We want to retaliate.
But Romans 12:19 tells us, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath.
That is an all-knowing God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And over is just hungry.
We'll feed them. He was teaching us about what love looks like, and as I was going through my notebooks,
I don't know exactly what I was doing with the notes, just looking at them.
And on one Sunday, February 12th of last year, I saw this note that Pastor says, change the heart, renew the mind, heart's desires to please God.
And I'm thinking, okay, now what did I write?
But he made a statement that when we have been wronged, when we have not been treated kindly, he said we could keep on thinking about that, but we can also show love to the person who has wronged us.
And I said, this is deep.
And so I just kept going through that.
But I tell you, I heard in my spirit.
When you know what love looks like, he was asking us what love looks like.
But when you know what love looks like, then you can live a life of love.
You can do that every day.
Because you know something. And that's what God was getting me to.
We need to live a life of love.
That's easy to say. That's easy
but we're going to walk through.
How do we do that?
How do we do that?
But one thing we know,
God has given us
everything we need
to live a life of love.
And then I just started making notes.
And I just started writing. Amen. You know, the little children are leaving.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
For the power of your word.
Thank God for that.
Telling us
is telling us
how to live a life,
how to love,
walk in love,
as Christ also loved us.
The Bible says in 1 John 3:16,
this we know, love,
because He laid down His life.
Talking
for
about
us.
Jesus. Talking about Jesus.
That's how we know love.
Because He laid down His life for us.
We're going to go to Ephesians.
Chapter 5.
Don't look at verses 1 and 2. It says, be imitators of God. As dear children, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us.
So we have to copy Christ.
And that's one thing, but he's gonna show us how to imitate him.
We come to God as sinners.
But he wants to transform our habits, our attitudes, our practices into the ways of Jesus.
So that we could forgive and love as
we can do that.
We can do that.
The enemy has tricked us and fooled us that we have to hold on and not forgive and not let people go.
That's a lie from
him. And we're not going to live like that.
We imitate God with lives of love.
And verse 8 in that same chapter says our lives.
Just let us know that our lives are characterized by light.
We were once darkness. But now, since we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are light in the Lord, and we walk or live as children of light.
The people of darkness love the darkness because their deeds were evil.
Our deeds should not be evil, so we love the light and live in the light.
1 John 3:11 says, for this is the message that you have heard from the beginning.
That we should love one another.
That's just the simple message, no matter what else comes from love.
It's coming from love.
And then when Pastor started teaching what does love look like back in February of last year.
And he was doing this prior to Valentine's Day, started on February 12th.
And what he was telling us, he asked the question.
So what does love look like?
So what we had to do, first we looked at what love is.
Because you don't know how to conduct yourself and live unless you know what it is.
And 1 Corinthians 13, we're familiar with the chapter.
And verse 4 tells us,
Love is patient and love is kind.
The New King James says love is long suffering.
But that's patience.
So if we say that love is patient and love is kind, those are two words we can remember, and we'll know if we are operating in love or not.
Are we patient or kind?
That seems to be very simple when you say it. But there's a lot of things that we are impatient about.
And a lot of things